Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare, A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. Available on paperback and Kindle via Big Cartel and Amazon and through myself now. And yes, to give you a little bit of backstory, I thought about possibly cancelling or putting PIPW on hiatus. Me and a good friend of mine, Tom Linbury, have just taken on the challenge of Championship Chatter, where we talk about the EFL Championship football here in the UK. And I thought that continuing PIPW might be a little bit too much to ask of myself. And that's for somebody who works tirelessly around the clock and enjoys every moment of it. But I've got a spare second here, so I decided to do this recording. Let's get straight to it. We're going to have some New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 Climax, 205 Live, NXT, and Impact Wrestling. So yeah, here we go. Firstly, New Japan Pro Wrestling. Day 11 of the G1 Climax, Switchblade Jay White versus Hangman Adam Page was the one that stood out for me, and I think it lived up to the hype. Quality match, and I can see what my good friend Johnny Lee says about Adam Page. He's a heavyweight who wrestles like a cruiserweight, kind of in the ilk of the premier athlete Tony Nese in 205 Live. Definitely worth going out of your way to watch this match, and that's from the 30th of July 2018, day 11, and the A block. So yeah, just quickly with the B block as well, day 12 from August the 1st, you've got Juice Robinson against Cold School Sonata, and that is an excellent match. Juice Robinson has really, really stepped it up since leaving NXT, where he was CJ Parker. He is absolutely incredible. A fantastic hero. A flamboyance that I've never seen before. And his in-ring skills are just wow, really. Sanada, former TNA X Division champion, is even better than then. In all honesty, he's tremendous in the ring. And these two clashing led to a superb match. Kenny Omega, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, against Britain's own Zack Sabre Jr. Well, you knew, based on the talents involved in this match, it was going to be fantastic. And that's exactly what it was. Zack wrestling rings around Omega, but Omega staying with it. And then, you know, sneaking a pinfall in the end, because just that split second mistake by ZSJ, and Omega takes and capitalized on it, sorry. And then Hirooki Goto versus Kota Ibushi was the main event in Kota Ibushi's home arena, and once again Ibushi's having the G1 of his life. Fantastic main event. Goto goes toe-to-toe with Ibushi, but Ibushi's just a man on a mission in terms of this G1 Climax. Another really strong day of action in the B block. So yeah, moving on from that, we'll come back to the G1 Climax in a moment. Well, let's talk 205 Live. Kalisto against the aforementioned the premier athlete Tony Nese started the 205 Live show in a really good way. Really, really good match, as you knew it would be given the talent involved. you know, no doubles and no trios, just a one-on-one match, which brought out the best of both men. And he's, seven odd minutes of really, really good action. Lovely contract signing between Gulak and Alexander. And there's some truth to what Drew Gulak says about Cedric Alexander only wrestling certain times, whilst he, Mustafa Ali, Buddy Murphy have kind of been carrying the division this year. So completely understand what he's saying there. For as good as Alexander is, there has been a lot of other people that have been involved in the rise of 205 Live to making it must see every week. Leo Rush, what can be said about this man? I knew, you know, a few years ago when he, you know, he turned up in a tryout in WWN, the World Wrestling Network, and Evolve, that this was somebody to keep an eye on. And here he is in 205 Live, and he's superb on the microphone, a different innovative wrestler in the ring, and you know, really, really impressed with him. Akira Tozawa against Leo Rush is a feud you can definitely sink your teeth into. And then the main event, you've got Cedric Alexander against the Brian Kendrick. And yeah, once again, this was a tremendous match. Just to take it away from the match for a second, but if Gulak's got Kendrick and Jack Gallagher in his corner at SummerSlam, Alexander's in real trouble. But the Brian Kendrick is, you know, he's wrestling like he's just starting out, really. He's so timeless. His character's fantastic. His wrestling skills are unmatched. And Alexander is the top of the food chain in 205 Live. But you can see just from this, I've talked about all of 205 Live because it's all worth watching. It's the it's one of the best shows to watch during the week of wrestling. If you've got the WWE Network, you should be watching 205 Live. And yeah, can't really, you know, break that down any more than that. It's a top quality episode, two great matches, one that continues the feud, and it's definitely worth seeking out. So yeah, moving on to NXT. Yeah, Mustache Mountain saying they're gonna invoke their rematch clause at TakeOver Brooklyn 4. So we all know that the Undisputed Era against Mustache Mountain is going to be must-see. Not sure about the finest Kona Reeves, really. I'm kind of getting the Rocky Maivia vibe, but we know how that ended up. Obviously, The Rock became a fantastic sports entertainer and now the highest paid actor in Hollywood. EC3's got the fans thoroughly behind him with the NX3 signs all around the Full Sail Arena. The Velveteen Dream against EC3 will be a really quality match at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4, should it take place. And then the main event wrestling match was Shayna Baszler, the NXT Women's Champion, against Candice LeRae. And you know, this was a quality women's wrestling match, and if we don't want to be gender specific, it was a quality wrestling match. There was enough there for Candice LeRae to move forward. She stood up for what she believed in. Baszler was talking trash about her. She fought her tooth and nail and then got caught with the clutch, and unfortunately had to tap out. Kairi Sane getting in kind of builds the feud between Baszler and Sane, so that's all good. Mustache Mountain coming across the War Raiders, that'll be an interesting match if it took place. William Regal, the NXT general manager, announces Dream versus EC3 and Ricochet versus Adam Cole, baby, for the NXT North American Championship at TakeOver Brooklyn. Tommaso Ciampa, his first introduction as the new NXT champion. Brilliant bad guy, villain, superb rolling up of the crowd, everything about it, to be honest. And then, you know, Gargano comes in, takes out Ciampa, shouts some obscenities at Ciampa, and then you know, Aleister Black is, you know, comes out, so does Gargano. Gargano runs in, Black takes his time. You know, Gargano repeats multiple times that he's the reason Ciampa's the champion. So Aleister Black hits Gargano with a black mass. And strangely, the fans who were thoroughly behind Johnny Gargano in his quest to be champion, they chanted, "You deserve it," when he got hit by the black mass. So, yeah, absolutely masterful storytelling. So, yeah, and back to the G1 climax. My last day of seeing it up until August the 3rd, when we're going to cut off this PIPW. Day 13 of the G1 climax. Kushida Okada against Minoru Suzuki was the match that stood out. And I haven't seen their rain-soaked match for Minoru Suzuki's 30th anniversary, but this was one hell of a fight. Tremendous match and Japanese strong style at its very best. So, you know, fantastic stuff. And Impact Wrestling. Oh, actually, at this point, I'm just going to add it in. We'll talk WOSW as well. After I've just spoken about Impact Wrestling. So another, you know, really good Impact Wrestling, in terms of things that stood out. The you know, the match of the night. Match of the night on a really good flowing show is OVE, Jake and Dave Crist, against the Lucha Brothers of Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix. When you talk about innovators in tag team wrestling, it's time to add these two teams, in all honesty. We've seen them in a six-man tag and now in a tag team match, and the innovation involved in this match is absolutely amazing. Yeah, I could watch these two teams wrestle and repeat for the rest of my days. Unbelievable. Phoenix, I know he like stood out in a huge way at Slammiversary, and this is just proof that it wasn't a one-off. His high flying is absolutely incredible. But yeah, another top show, and that's the main thing that stood out. So last but no means least, we're going to talk some WOSW wrestling. Okay, so let's do it segment by segment. Unlike last week, the talking was short, concise, and to the point. We got to Rampage Brown versus Joe Hendry for the WOSW title straight away. You know, fine match to start the show. Hendry got across as the hero, whilst Rampage and Buddy's got across as villains. That's CJ Banks and Shaw Samuels, by taking shortcuts. Hendry is money to the company, and Rampage is a good champion you could build around. The WOSW ladder match between Gabriel Kidd, Lionheart, Robbie X, Liam Slater. This match was more about psychology than the ladder shots, etc., which is understandable given the primetime national TV slot. I thought all four men looked good, with Robbie X looking the most impressive in terms of the high flying risks and manoeuvres he took to try and win the match. So if I'm pushed for a star of the match, it's him, but anyone could have won this. The WOSW Tag Title Tournament, Doug Williams You know, for anyone who knows me knows how highly I think of Doug Williams. He's as good now as he was 16 years ago, and I hope honestly that he never retires, because he's such a joy to watch. Sorry. Adam Maxted and Nathan Cruz are a fantastic team with tremendous characters. I do have to question at this point, you know, why wasn't the Phoenix Jody Fleisch and the Wonder Kid Johnny Storm in this tag team title tournament as a team? That's a hell of an admission for me. They've just taken on the Young Bucks and the Briscoes on the Ring of Honor shows, and yeah, I would have had them as a part of this. And you know, you might say there's bias involved, but if it wasn't for Doug Williams, for the Phoenix Jody Fleisch and for the Wonder Kid Johnny Storm, I wouldn't have started watching British wrestling. So absolutely, I want the best for all three men. And the main event, quite simply, the three women, Viper, Kaylee Lee Ray and Bree Presley, they tore it up, in honesty. Yeah, this was women's wrestling and its very best. This was wrestling its very best, in all honesty. It looked like once again all three ladies could win this match, and Kaylee Lee Ray is your new WOSW women's champion. And this match, I know that everyone's pushing this women's wrestling revolution, but this match deserved the main event spotlight. So yeah, once again, this is week two of WOSW, and it's moving along quite well, really. The complaint that I had last week was the long talking segment starting the show. This week it was nice and short, concise, to the point, got a match in. Your match of the night is the triple threat women's match for the WOSW women's title. So yeah, in closing, match of the week, I'm gonna go from G1 Climax Day 12, Kenny Omega against Zack Sabre Jr. Moment of the week, possibly the innovation in the tag match between OVE and the Lucha Brothers. So yeah, that'll wrap it up, and all that's left to do is say thank you very much. And yes, I am Oliver Newman, proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, and I am a three-time pro wrestling author, a fan's perspective how my lifelong dream became a nightmare, a fan's perspective 2016 what a year to be a fan of WWE, and a fan's perspective, one man's exploration of British wrestling. And in terms of my social media, twitter.com/Brummyol, facebook.com/afansperspectiveuk, instagram.com/Brummyol. And in terms of the podcast, twitter.com/bbgwpod, and facebook.com/bbgwpod. I hope to continue this as a weekly series, and we'll go from there. I'll keep you updated. Thanks everyone, bye for now, bye.